City and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualifications, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Where One Zambia Alliance expresses readiness to participate in upcoming August general elections. Mobile Money Association cites rapid growth in mobile money transactions. Ivory Coast cocoa growers to face 60% price cut on their produce. And FAS sheds light on Kundananji and others ahead of WAFCON camp. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The National Organizing Committee, NOC, has called for product safety to be prioritized at all stages of production, distribution, and sale to protect consumer health and well-being. Speaking during a press briefing, NOC Chairperson King Siachika says this is in line with this year's World Consumer Rights Day theme, which is Safe Products, Confident Consumers, that falls on 15th March 2026. Mr. Siachika says businesses must comply with safety standards and ethical practices, recognizing that consumer trust is essential for sustainable growth. He says regulatory institutions must continue to work together to strengthen market surveillance, enforcement and public education, and consumers must be empowered with knowledge and awareness, enabling them to make confident and informed choices.
Consumers should be able to participate in the market with confidence, knowing that the goods and services available to them meet acceptable standards of quality and safety. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, this year, World Consumer Rights Day is commemorated under the theme Safe Products, Confident Consumers. This theme highlights the central role that product safety plays in building consumer confidence. When products are safe and services are reliable, consumers are empowered to make informed decisions, businesses thrive through trust, and markets function more efficiently. Conversely, unsafe.
We're One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, has expressed its readiness to participate in the upcoming August general elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News Alliance Chairperson Sakwiba Skota says the coalition has expanded and is now engaging with a wider number of opposition political parties. Skota has highlighted that WOZA is committed to presenting a united front and working collaboratively with other parties to strengthen its position ahead of the elections. The Mobile Money Association says the rapid growth in mobile money transactions, particularly during the COVID-19 period, has significantly contributed to the expansion of Zambia's digital payments ecosystem. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mobile Money Association Secretary General Chris Sichende attributed the growth to increased adoption of mobile money services and the expansion of digital platforms providing both government and private sector services. Mr. Sichende says the widespread integration of digital services has accelerated financial inclusion and driven transaction volumes, contributing significantly to economic activities. The remarks follows a statement by President Hage Ndeshilema, who has noted that Zambia's fast-growing digital payment system recorded a sharp rise in transaction values from 22 billion kwacha in 2018 to over 452 billion kwacha by the end of 2023, and in 2024. Digital payment transactions accounted for more than 70% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP. The Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, ZESCO, has supported an attempt at a world Guinness record by German Guinness record holder and adventurer Rainer Zeitlo by providing supply points for recharge as he attempts to drive through 75 countries in an electric vehicle. The attempt, which commenced on the 1st of July 2025, has seen Mr. Zeitlo travel to a total of 56 countries, with Zambia being the 57th trip on the list. ZESCO has come on board to provide charging stations to ensure safe passage within the Republic of Zambia. Speaking at the German embassy in Lusaka, where he paid a courtesy call on the Zambian people through the Minister of Tourism, Rodi Sikumba, Mr. Zeitlo says the initiative is not only aimed at marketing the vehicle, but also showcasing the endurance capability of the electric vehicle to cover long distances, breaking stereotypes about driving electrical. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, has commended Mr. Zeitlo for his daring attempt and requested that the adventurer takes time to interact with the local people wherever he travels to, so that he can truly experience Zambian hospitality. He further thanked the German government for the assistance it continues to render in transforming the energy landscape in Zambia.
Our facilitation also is a very important extension from Ambassador here for having invited us to actually see what he's going to do to market Zambia as a preferred destination. More so, two things that come to mind, as Ambassador mentioned. Number one, that is what we're looking out for. And most of you may know, although you don't know, between Zambia and the DRC, we've got the largest deposit of cobalt. And what that would mean is that we're going to create more lithium batteries here in Zambia, which obviously, in the foreseeable future, you'll be seeing more of these vehicles which use fossil fuel here in Zambia, actually depleting, and will be becoming more and more efficient.
I'll take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Thank you for staying tuned. In international news, Ivory Coast, the world's leading cocoa producer, on Wednesday cut the price paid to its growers by nearly 60%, the government said, to try to address SL's slump affecting the sector. Agriculture Minister Bruno Kone announced the reduction to 1,200 francs a kilo, which comes amid a fall in world cocoa prices and an oversupply crisis. The Ivorian government sets the price of cocoa paid to its producers twice a year, but its latest announcement comes a month earlier than normal. The sector accounts for 14% of the West African country's gross domestic product, and around 5 million people depend on it for their living. In October, just ahead of its re-election, President Alassane Ouattara announced himself that authorities were setting the price at a record high of 2,800.